This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The topic tonight is simcha, happiness. What is happiness and how to achieve it? Everyone searches for happiness. Thousands of books have been and are constantly being written. Simcha, happiness, searching for happiness. Rabbi, you could take all those books and throw them away because they won't bring you the Yid happiness. That's not, as Yidden, that's not going to bring us happiness. All the studies and all the experts who speak about happiness are talking about the rest of the world. What brings them happiness is not what brings us, as Yidden, happiness. Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Adar is the time when we have to be happy. Marbim Besimcha. I'm sure everyone knows this. It's actually a Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chavtesim and Aleph. The Magen Avraham brings this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring it. Nevertheless, everyone has accepted it. Maran Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, but it's accepted. Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha. We have to be Marbim in happiness. There's two Adars this year. Does it apply to the first Adar? Maybe Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha means that we have to be Marbim Besimcha when it's close to Purim. What happens if there's two others like this year? Is there a halacha of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha? Mitzvah Shem Rish Chodesh Adar Aleph, a day or two away. Does the halacha of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha apply? It's a very good question. And I would say, when in doubt, when it's a question of having simcha, we should go l'chumra. Why not? Let's have simcha. Let's add to the simcha. You have a question to be Marbim Besimcha, not be Marbim Besimcha. Let's be Marbim Besimcha. But the truth is, it's a famous question in the Achronim. The Chasam Sofer discusses this issue, this halacha of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Does it apply to Adar Aleph? When there's two Adars, does it apply to Adar Aleph? Many Achronim, many Poskim, want to say it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there is no difference. It's a Mishnah that Vova Mibayz and Megillah. Ein bein Adarishin L'Sheini. Only Kriyas and Megillah. Mashma. The implication is that the Simcha is in Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. The only difference between Adar Aleph and Adar Beis is the Megillah. How about the Simcha? Maybe Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha is Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. There's a very famous tshuva from the Chasam Sofer where the Chasam Sofer ends the tshuva by a date, and the date is Yom Gimel. It's the third day. L'chodesh Adar Aleph Shemarbim by Simcha. It was pretty clear that the Chassam Sofer held that the Marbim by Simcha actually applies to Adar Aleph as well as Adar Beis. So let's paskin Rabbi Yisai. Daf Zayin by Simcha. Okay? I was just giving you the introduction of the Shaila to make sure that the topic is relevant today. Yes, it is relevant today. Even though we're only coming close to Adar Aleph, the posters are right. We need to be b'simcha. We need to work on simcha already from Adar Aleph. The question is more complicated. What is simcha? What do you do? No, let's talk l'maisa. Yidalach, no? Can I ask what you're doing to be marba b'simcha? What is it that makes you b'simcha? Kabeisai, zog. I can't hear, what?
Steigen.
So I can go back to Lakewood. That's it. That's it. Yayin Tov. Oh. You want to start drinking already by Adar Aleph?
Why not?
Okay, I want to tell you a nice story, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a famous Litvische Maise, but I happen to have reheard it again two nights ago. Reb Chaim Sonnenfeld's grandson came to Lakewood as a guest to speak. And he said over a very nice story, beautiful story. He said that there was once a Yid that he started to drink from Rosh Chodesh Adar. And like you said, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. So they came to question him. It doesn't say anywhere that you're supposed to drink when Adar comes in. Purim you're supposed to drink. Where does it say that from Adar you should start drinking from Rosh Chodesh Adar? Yeah, he said, Mishnechnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, yeah. He said, let me give you the reason why I start from Rosh Chodesh Adar. He said, there's something interesting in the Megillah. If you notice, Haman's plan was to kill out all the Jews. Tav v'noshim b'yoyim. No, Rabbi, you say b'yoyim? Echad, in one day. Why did he need to kill them all in one day? First of all, do you have any idea what it means to kill out so many people in one day? What's wrong if it took a few days? It had to be b'yoyim echad. Today, there's an atomic bomb. So you could drop an atomic bomb, and you can kill a lot of people, b'yoyim echad. But those days, it was a war. So what's b'yoyim echad? Why did he want it to be b'yoyim echad? And he said something very interesting to answer this question. A fellow, a simple guy, came up with a very nice pshat. And he said, this Rosho knew that in case he's matzliach, he successfully kills out all the Jews. What happens if he's not successful? Which he was right, that's what happened. It turned into a yomtiv. Could you imagine if he did it in many days? It would be many days of yomtiv. And Yidden would have many days of happiness of simcha. So this Rosh planned, I'm going to make sure that one day, either I get it, and if I don't get it, so it's one day yomtiv. That was the plan of the Rosh. So this Yid said, I'm going to show Haman. By me, I'm not going to let him get away with the one day. I'm going to make a yomtiv all the way from Rosh Chodesh Adar. I'm going to drink and be happy. I'm already starting my Purim from Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's a nice vart, a cute story, a nice joke. But what's the halacha l'maisa? Tell me halacha l'maisa mishenichnas Adar Marbim. What are you supposed to do? That's called Marbim B'Simcha. So let me begin to explain to you, Rabbi Yisai, what Purim is all about. And what is the Simcha of Purim? And how does it already begin? V'achoydesh asher nepach. It's the whole month. The Yerushalmi learns, theoretically, a person could read the Megillah anytime during the month of Adar, and he's Yotzei. Because it says, V'achoydesh. V'achoydesh asher nepach. It's an entire month. So what is the month of Adar? So you hear Rav Yisai, we're going to walk away understanding Purim. What is the Simcha of Purim? And what is the month of Adar? What's so special about the month of Adar? The relevance of Adar in Purim and the Simcha of Purim. Let me begin, Rabbi Yisai, with the Gra. The Vilna Gaon, the Moyerdik Gra. Sefer Yetzira. Peter K says something interesting. We have 12 months. 12 months is parallel to the 12 chushim, the senses that a person has. Now we know we have 6 senses, but actually it's a little more. There's touch, there's sight, there's smell, there's hearing. 12. Adar. Which sense does Adar, the month of Adar, Shayich l'schaik? It has to do with schaik. Now, what is schaik? I, Mustama, do not have to teach you Hebrew. You probably could teach me Hebrew. Is simcha and schok the same thing? Not really.
What's schok?
That's the question. Isn't that? That's exactly the question. What does the word schok mean? Tzchok asali lekim is to laugh, actually. It's laughter. Simcha is happiness. And tzchok is laughter. So it's interesting. It doesn't say it's parallel to simcha, but rather it is, Adar is the month of tzchok, of laughter. And the Gro explains, Mishte v'simcha la'yehudim. And the Gro continues, V'chein ha-ge'ula be'elef has-shishi. The ge'ula, the redemption will come in the thousand of six, the 6,000, right, where we're holding now. Shebo yosar HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asayis mechayel, which is a party, letzadik. Now I'm not going to get into, even though I'm sure you want me to, I know when I come here, they probably want to hear big,
mystical.
But first let's learn Pashut. Let's learn simple, okay? So let's leave alone the Elef HaShishi, and let's leave alone the Mechayel Tzadikim, and let's talk simply Tzchaik. What exactly is Tzchaik? Laughter. The difference between Simcha and laughter. I want to tell you another piece from the Gra. You know, there's another day in the calendar, in our Yom Tovim, that also we're tremendously happy. As a matter of fact, the name of the Yom Tov takes on the word Simcha, and that is Simchas Torah. Okay? What is Simchas Torah? It's really Shmini Atzeres. Okay? See, here we split it into two. In Chutz Lars, it takes us 2 days to get the same, you know, you can get an Eretz Yisrael in 1 day. All right, we're a little slow. In Eretz Yisrael, they did it all in 1 day. But what is it that it's called? It's called Simchas Torah. Simcha, the happiness of Torah. What pasuk is the siman, the symbol of Simchas Torah? The Gro says it's based on a pasuk in Eishes Chayil. So the ladies, you can, I'm sure every Friday night, the ladies listen carefully as the husbands read the Eishes Chayil. And every pasuk, they say, thank you for the compliment, thank you for the compliment. The truth is, There's a lot more to the Eishes Chayil than, of course, I'm pleased. There's a simple pshat to Eishes Chayil, and you husbands, when you say the Eishes Chayil, you should appreciate your wives. But there's a deeper meaning to every word in Eishes Chayil. The Gra explains that the Eishes Chayil refers to the Torah. In every pasuk, in every passage in Eishes Chayil, has it a connotation for Torah? Torah is the Eishes Chayil. It's the beautiful wife, the Klal Yisrael. Batizchak liyoyim achroi, piyo pascha b'chachma. What does it mean, batizchak liyoyim achroi? What is the word batizchak? I just told you. Tizchak means what?
Laughter.
What's the yoyim achroi? What is the final day? No, Shmini Atzeres. It's the final day of Sukkot, and that's why we have happiness of the Torah. Vatitzchak liyoyim achroin, to the final day, and the Gra actually says it also refers to the Elef Hashishi, the time when Mashiach will come. The yoyim achroin also connotates the final of days. Atitzchak, the Torah. Shmini Atzeres is Me'ein Olam Haba. It resembles the Olam Haba. So writes the Gra. Pshat. Atitzchak L'yoyim Achroin. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? What does it mean that the Torah is Atitzchak L'yoyim Achroin? I'm going to say it as simple as possible. The last laugh is always the Torah. In life, a person has enjoyment, and he comes and he enjoys this, and he has happiness from this. But at the end, what remains? When he looks back at his life, the only thing that remains with him is the Torah that he learned. You don't remember all the stupidity and all the frivolous things that a person did. Tell me, does someone remember all the weddings that he went to, how much, what he ate, and where he ate, and how much he drank? Who remembers all that? But your chavrusa, your learning, the time that we spent in yeshiva together. I know I have here tamidim sitting here. How many times they tell me, Rebbe, I remember those days. It's my youth. That's what I remember. Am I right? Is that what... Am I right? Isn't that how many times I heard that? And I realized that that's what it means. Vatitzchak, the laughter, liyoyim achroin, at the final, you look back and you realize at the end of a year, the simchas haTorah, the happiness, that's the vatitzchak, the laugh. You look back and you laugh. And you say, a smile on the face. Wow, look at the Torah. Look at the learning I did. That's Vatitzchak. Oz Yemale Schaik Pinu. Then, when Mashiach comes, we're going to look back. There was so much suffering, so much difficulty in the world. But what did we have from this world? What did this world bring us? And what did we take out of this life that we lived? And the answer is Vatischak liyoyim achroin, the final love, the final happiness that a person has. He looks back at the time that he spent learning the Heilige Torah. Vatischak liyoyim achroin. A place I will not proceed till everyone understands what I'm saying, because it's the truth. There is nothing. There is nothing, there is nothing, nothing, nothing that a person looks back at his life and says, wow, only the moments of ruchnius that he had in his life that he learned Torah. Vatitzchak liyoyim achroin. That stays at the end of days and the end of time. And that's what it means, the Gra is saying, Odor! is tzchok. Adar, tzchok, Purim, Torah. What am I talking about? Okay. Rabbi Yisrael, let's ask a question. If I had to ask you, and of course you're obviously going to answer Torah, because obviously if I'm going in that direction, you think that's the answer. I don't want you to answer that because I just brought you to lead you to answer that. What does Purim stand for? The last thing you would think is Torah, right? There's shalachmanis, and there's drinking, and there's happy, and there's...
Redemption.
Okay, fill in the blanks. Go ahead. I don't mind. But I'm going to fill in the blank for you. From all the Yomim Tovim, the one that stands the most for Torah is Purim. And everybody's thinking, what?
What's the connection?
That's it. That's a beautiful question. Thank you. What is the connection? It's not only connected, but this is what Purim is. And I'll show you where I get this from. The Pasuk itself tells us what came out of Purim. We say it, I don't know, these fired the most say Lehudim Isa'i Rabbi Havdalah. You guys don't say, you say like, you mean you say that plus another full 20 other pages. Got it. Okay. Kos Yeshua Tessa. Got it. All right. La Yehudim Haisa Ayrav Simcha V'Sasayin V'Ikar. Does anybody would like to translate what that means? For the Eden Purim, what was Purim? Ayra light, Simcha, Sasayin, and Ikar. Happiness and glory and whatever those literal translations are. What is Ayra? Does anybody know what Ayra stands for? No? The Gemara. Taira. It's the first Gemara Megillah. Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says Ayra. It's Taira. Sasayin and Simcha is Tefillin. Mila. One day I'll give you a different shir. So I'm sorry for speaks in great length. What does Tefillin have to do with Purim? And what does Mila have to do with Purim? But you don't need much explanation. That Purim is Oira, Taira. If someone asks you, where will we mekabel the Taira? And the answer is, no. Oh, that's an interesting answer. Is that your final answer?
Our forefathers actually accepted.
Okay. Come on, give it to me a little bit better. When will we mekabel our final Kabbalah? The Purim. Kimu v'kiblu. So what, you need me to come from Lakewood to tell you this? Now you come to Lakewood and tell it to the people in Lakewood. Let's go. Come on. Kimu v'kiblu. The Gemara in Shabbos, Peches Amid Aleph, Kimu v'kiblu ayuhudim aleyem valzarom kimu mashikiblu kvar. It was another Kabbalah Satera. But the difference was, the first time we were mekabel the Torah, how will we mekabel the Torah? Nu, mikvia kof aleyem arkegigas. Do you mind if I tell you a beautiful word? My heart wants me to tell you this. I'm sorry. I prepare one thing, but then my heart leads me in different directions. When you said the word Hakaf Aleim Harka Gigas, was that that he forced us? I see you know a lot, but answer me. Did he really force us? Do you think he forced us?
Yes.
How could you force?
Can't take Murashim.
Tell me, do you know that we learn all the halachas and minhagim of a wedding from Maimon Har Sinai? Are you aware of that? Chupa comes from Maimon Har Sinai. Well, that's Sheva Brachas. I'm talking about Chasana. Shibayli Aleket, the Rishonim say, all the Minhagim come straight from Maimon Har Sinai. Chukaf Aleim Arka Gigas is a chuppah. But I thought it was Bikfiyah. What is a shotgun wedding? What's going on here? No, it's a question. Unbelievable. Do you know why there's flowers by a wedding? Because there were flowers by Matan Torah. Do you know why there's music by a wedding? Kaili Sabrakim. Shibaylele Rishainim. Rishainim say this. All our customs. The Torah is a ksuba. The chosin, the kala, comes out to greet. The chosin comes out to greet the kala. So too, the Rabbeinu Shleilam went out to greet Klal Yisrael, the kala.
Where's the video and the photography?
Ah, now you're asking a good kasha. Now you're asking a good kasha. I always said, it says that there were kailais ubrakin. What are brakin? Lightning. Flashes. There's one problem with the whole story. Forced. How could you force a marriage? What are you talking about? Kafaleim harki gigis is chupa? That's where we get chupa from? Okay. It's because I love the Talmidim here in Queens that I'm going to go off on a tangent for a minute, if you don't mind. And I'm going to answer you this question. The Maral explains that we weren't forced with what we call or think force is what happened by Matan Torah. We were forced because how much we love. The Rabbeinu Shleilam put in front of us a Torah with so much love that we couldn't say no. We were drawn. Asheni acharecha nerutza. Ki choyla zahav oni. The forcing was a force. We were so drawn to the Torah that we became addicted. And addiction is also kfiya. That's the Maral says, that's the real kafaleim har kigigis. Now I want to tell you something beautiful. What's gigis? Do you know what a gigis is? No? Rashi and Shabbos, gigis? Shal shecher. It's a barrel of beer. How did a barrel of beer get into Matan Torah? Rashi says clearly, gigis? Shal shecher.
Obvious. Barrel is
chavis,
not
gigis. Rashi, so what does Rashi say? Gigis? Shal shechar. Rashi says it clearly. Rashi explains the Gemara gigis, shechar. Where did shechar? Beer? And the answer is shikrus. The kofa leim har kigigis, like a drunk. Or Chaim calls Torah, the love of Torah, like the addiction of the drunk to the alcohol. It's an Archaim. Archaim explains, Kof aleim har kigigis. There was so much love that we were addicted. Like someone who loves Sheikhar. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. There's a lot of drinking of beer going on tonight. I know that. Not that I have much experience in it, but I've been around enough to know. But it's all about drinking beer. We're drinking beer here tonight. In this Super Bowl. I'll tell you the truth, you gotta ask somebody else. I really know too much about it. I just know that it exists. Kigigis. And yet, there was tremendous ahava. And this love that we accepted the Torah, like the Maral says, even in the first Kabbalah Satorah. So if in the second Kabbalah Satorah, the second one, which is Purim, which is Kimu Mashikibu Kfar, Rashi says, Meya Hava. Could you imagine how much love there was there? The first one was Kaf Aleim Har Kigigis, and the love brought us to accept the Torah. And that's called forced. So if the second one, which happened on Purim, was Kimu Mashikibu Kfar Me'ahava Sanes, from Ahava. Imagine the outpour of love to the Eibishter that happened on Purim. And what was that Ahava? How did that Ahava come to fruition? What was the thing, the vehicle that the Ahava expressed itself in? And the answer is with Kabbalah Sateira, Kabbalah Sateira, Kabbalah Sateira, accepting to learn Torah. This is Pashup Shat, simple. It's the true Pshat. On the first Kabbalah Sateira, it was with love. Yet the second Kabbalah Sateira, now you're asking me, how could there be more love than love? And that's the question. So what's the answer? The answer is... So I'm asking you, but it says from the Maral that even the Kavalam Gagigas was Miahavo, and the answer is... I'm going back to Lakewood. You know how much love there is for Yid has for Tyra? There's so much love. There's so much. Let's continue. Purim Tyra. You ready? Do you think it's a coincidence that Haman decided that Purim should take place, killing of the Eden and the entire miracle? Adar! Remember I told you Adar, there's something special about Adar. What is Adar? It's Tzchaik. What is Tzchaik? Vatitzchak liyoim achrayin Torah. And you ask me the question, what's the connection? So I'm showing you. Purim is about Torah, but I want to show you Adar. What's Adar? The Gemara tells us in Megillah, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Haman was a very calculated person, and he chose Adar for a reason. Hippel Pur, you're right, he played lottery, and it came out to Adar, but he was very happy that it was Adar. Why?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Exactly. It's the Chaydish that Moshe Rabbeinu died. And therefore what? So if Moshe Rabbeinu dies in Adar, and therefore he feels he'll be successful in destroying the Yidden. And we all know that the miscalculation, the mistake that he made was that it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar, but he was also born in Adar. What is Adar Moshe Rabbeinu? What does it have to do with Purim? And the answer, of course, is Moshe has to do with Torah. The passing of Moshe, Haman believed, was the time where there was a passing of Torah. The death to Torah. Yidden without Torah can't survive. And he thought it was a symbolic thing that he's going to get the Yidden in order. Don't forget the Sudas HaChashverosh. What was it about? It was to try to get the Eden, that they shouldn't keep the mitzvahs. They should be part of Paras. And Mordechai, who is the tzaddik of the generation, is screaming, follow the halachas, follow the Torah. And they don't listen. And Haman thinks, the chodesh, the month, that Moshe Rabbeinu dies, has in it the month where there's a death to Torah, symbolically. What did he not know? He did not know that Torah lives on. It's also the same month that Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. It's true, tzaddikim die, but there's a rebirth. There's a rebirth of Torah. Same way the month where the Torah leaves us. Right away, there's a rebirth of Torah. Do you know that in every generation, the Talmidei Chachamim of the generation are called Moshe? It's a Gemara. It's an open, furish Gemara. Talmidei Chachamim, the tzaddikim of the door, are called Moshe. It's a Gemara. It's a first Gemara. I quote you Gemara in Chulin. Did I get the Gemara Chulin here? Tzadik Gimel Chulin. Okay. The Gemara in Tzadik Gimel in Chulin says the Gemara that there were two Tanoim that argued about a specific halacha. Says the Gemara, and I quote, the Amar Reb Abba Amar Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel. He said a specific halacha, and that was chutin shebiyad asurim. That's the legs of the animal. The chutim, it's asur, it's kashrus, it's complicated. I don't have to go into it right now. But he said it was asur to eat. Amar Reb Safro. So Reb Safro challenged him, and he said, "What did he call him by his name?" No. What does he call him? Moshe. He calls him Moshe. Mi amar achmana le'seichel? You think that the Torah said not to eat these chutim shebiyad? Amar Rava. So Rava responded, Moshe, mi amar rachmana achel? Did the Torah say yes to eat it? Who's Moshe? I must have missed something in the story, Rabbi Yisai. The Tanoim mentioned in the room were Reb Abba, Reb Yehuda and Shmuel, that's it. Those were the Tanoim. Yet, what were they called? Moshe. You can look it up. It's in the Furash Gemara, Daf Tzadik Gimel, in Masechtas Chulin. Says the Gra, every generation has its Moshe. Talmidei Chachamim, and he says something very deep, that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, says the girl, goes into the Tanoim and Amaroyim and the Tzadikim and the Poiskim of the generation. And therefore they're called Moshe. Haman thinks Moshe dies in Adar. Little does he know that there's a rebirth of Torah. I come here and I see the rebirth of Torah. I was here before. A lot of you guys were here in this community. I was here before you were born. Ingalu, before you were born, I was here. And I saw the rebirth of Torah. I saw Torah doesn't die. Torah lives on. The final days, that's what remains. That's what I see, and that's when I come here, I get very emotional. Every time I come here, people ask me, Rabbi, why are you crying so much? What, you sick? Yeah, I'm sick from love. I'm very sick. Only thing is, there's no doctor who could heal the sickness. Maybe I don't want the doctor to heal it. I come here, and I see that there's no such a thing as Moshe Mace. Moshe's Mace, Moshe's Noilat. And the children, it keeps on reliving itself. And this was Haman's mistake. There's a very interesting Gemara, a Medrash. Haman leaves the palace. It says in the Pasuk that Haman sees Mordechai. That Mordechai is like Kirei Avalei Mishtachav Alei, he doesn't bow to him. Vayimalei Haman Chema. Haman becomes furious. Tell me, what was he furious about? Because obviously, that from the Pasuk it seems that Mordechai did not get up. Mordechai does not move. He doesn't bow down. You know what the Targum says? He walked out and guess what he saw? Haman saw that Mordechai is sitting and teaching children. Tinaike shel beis rabban. It's a medrash. It's a targum. Vayimalei Haman chema. That's what Haman gets angry about. What is he so furious about? Thank you. You should be benched. It's worth coming just for you. I would have came just for you. Torah lives on. That's what's eating at Haman. What's eating at Haman? What's eating at Haman is that Mordechai is giving it to the next generation, and that Torah is not forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Yehudim hoisa oiro v'simcha. And let me tell you a beautiful chassam. Don't worry, I have a gematria for you. I know I have to do this, otherwise the whole shir was not... I got it. I've been here long enough to know that. So here it comes. You ready? You ready for gematria? You ready for something interesting? Okay. I've now explained to you that little, that maybe you've not known this in the past, Purim is b'ikar. It's about Torah. It might be the yontif that's more about Torah than any other yontif. I think I pretty much proved the case. If I was a lawyer, I would say, I could sit down, I've given my final argument. But I rest my case. Correct. But let me tell you, when it comes to Torah, there's no rest. You got to keep on going. But yes, I could have said I rest my case. Now, are you ready for an interesting chassam sofer? Okay? Fascinating. This is something fascinating. Tell me, what does Adar stand for? Aleph, Dalid, Resh. Ever think about what the word Adar means? Now, don't tell me, as good Bukharian Jews, you don't have an answer to that question. You got to have something. Ani Hashem Reifecho. You come on. You got to come up with something, right?
Let's hear.
The Dalit could be also Hashem, no? Okay, we get it. You guys are on the ball when it comes to this. I get it. Okay. Let me tell you what the Chassam Sofer says Adar stands for. And the fascinating thing from it is where he pulled it out of. A story in a medrash. It's fascinating. Rabbi Yisrael, it's fascinating. I begin with the story from the medrash, okay? And then I read to you a few words from the Chassam Sofer. The medrash says a story, okay? Everybody loves a story. It has in it anything you want. It has dreams. It has anything you want in it. It's all in here. It's a medrash. And believe it or not, it's a medrash in Eicha. Okay, here's your story. You ready? Medrash Eicha Parsha Aleph Tezayin. Chami Talmidei de Rabbi Yochanan. One of the Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan, Havi Yosef Kumei. He was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Mizbir v'leisavar. Rabbi Yochanan was giving the shir, and the guy wasn't getting it. Every Rebbe knows what that feeling is all about, right? He's looking around, and the Olam is, what's he saying? It wasn't getting it. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan tells his Talmud, Amalei atzavar, why don't you get what I'm saying? Why aren't you chopping? Amalei, plus me l'kashin chamis b'hadin. There's three things difficult that I saw at night, Layla, in my dream. The less I know Yodam Ainun, and I can't interpret the dream. And I'm tzitumult. Now, come on, you guys know what tzitumult means, right? By this time, everyone should know. You know what the word tzitumult is? I'm not going to come here and teach you Yiddish, right? Tzitumult. He was all confused. Says the Medrash, Amalei, Eimulam Ainun. Tell me, what are those three things that you saw in your dream? Amalei, he said to him, Chamis b'chalmi, I saw in my dream, the Amrin li ba'adar at mis. You're going to die in Adar. Hadach Sam Sofer put this medrash, how this came into his head, computer. You hear? You're going to die in Adar. This is what the dream told him. V'nissen, Less at chami, you will never see miracles. V'nissen, miracles, you'll never see any miracles. V'zerav alechatzid, you'll plant, but you won't sow. You'll never get anything from it.
So not reap,
right. He was so tumult, you can imagine, such a dream, right? So Rabbi Eichnan said, it's nothing, don't worry about it. Amalei, plesim ha'tavin, I'm an interpreter all for good, it's all good. What? B'Adar Atmis, this that you will die in Adar, B'Hidurai Shel Torah Atomayis, with the beauty of Torah. Atomayis, you will become strong. Misgaber, you'll become strong. Mayis could also mean strength. B'Hidura Shel Torah Adar, B'Hidurai Shel Torah Nisin Les Atchami, you won't see any miracles. No, don't worry about that. Also, nisyonis less. You won't see any nisyonis, any tests, any difficulties in life. Zerav lechatzid, ma delaydis less at kaver. What you will give birth to, you will not bury. Make a long story short. It's a long part of this medrash. He wiped away all the. It's all good. Says the Chasam Sofer, Adar is Hidurei Shel Torah. Wow. Okay, now let's get back to the words of Adar. What? He's good. He's too good for me, this guy. He's very good. He should be benched. Let me read it again. Adar bihidura. Adar. Says the Chasam Sofer. You know what Adar stands for? Reish. Adar. Reish. Dalit Varecha Emes. Rosh Dvarecha Emes. Torah always is Rosh Dvarecha Emet. Says the Chasam Sofer that even though the months, the Ramban says, are actually come from where? Where do the months come from?
Bavel.
The Ramban says, but wait a minute, it's not even Lashon Kodesh. The months are not. Says the Ramban, but you still see that the word Nisan means Nisim. Ramban himself speaks about it. So he says, therefore, even though it comes from Babel, we can use the words to Adar is Hidura Shel Torah. What does that mean? Mishenichnas Adar comes Hadara Shel Torah. Yehuda Maisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasan V'Yikar. Adar. Adar is Schaik. Schaik. What is Schaik? Nu V'Titzchak. I've explained to you Purim is about Torah. That's clear. I've explained to you that Adar is the month that represents Moshe and his Torah. How about Simcha? Let's now connect the dots to Simcha. Huh? Let's talk about Simcha. Ready? Okay. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Tes says, the Gemara says that gasus haruach, haughtiness. There's 10 kavim of gasus haruach that came down to the world. And who took most of them? Elam, a place called Elam. Asavra kavim gasus yaldu le'elam. Memtesam and beis and kedusha not le'elam ve'echad kal elam kulay. So Elam took most, and the rest of the world took one. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Gasus HaRuach went to Bavel. What are you talking about? Like it says clearly, a pasuk in Zechariah, Vese'enai, Ve'era. Okay, I see the Olam's not going to be able to sit too much longer. So to make a long story short, the whole Mara, Nevuah, that the Gasus HaRuach, haughtiness came to Bavel. The Gemara answers, it's not a question. Why? The Gemara says it started in Bavel, and it moved over to Elam. Okay. Says the Gemara, and how do I know that in Bavel there's no Gasus HaRuach? So the Gemara says, Bani is b'Bavel hu d'ikke. The Gemara says, similar Gasus is Anias. When there's Gasus HaRuach, poor, people are poor. And in Bavel there's poverty. There's poverty. So how could you come and say that Bavel lost its Gasus HaRuach? There's poverty. That's what the Gemara asks. Says the Gemara, Bavel hu de'ikke may anias? Anias de Torah. When we talk about that it has anias, Elam has anias of Torah. Bavel does not have. Bavel had the Shas, the Bavli. The learning was all in Bavel. So poverty is not in Bavel. So what do we see? That the word poverty refers to what? To Torah. It's a clear Gemara. Open Mefurash Gemara. How about wealth? You ever see they talk about this guy is wealthy and this guy is wealthy? Let me tell you another Gemara. The Gemara says, Hain v'tzedek. The Gemara says an interesting thing, daf nun. The Gemara says, Hain v'oisha b'veisa yitztakasa yamedis lot. Rav Huna, Rav Chista Amar, what's Hain v'oisha? He has wealth. What's the wealth referring to? Chad Amar, ze haloi me toiro. Umelamdo, he learns and he teaches. That's oisha, that's wealth. Of Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara say, Hoy Voisha? He's rich and he gets stuck. What's wrong with that? I mean, isn't that the simple pshat? Hoy Voisha? It's a posik. Hoy Voisha Bevesoy, Vitzitkosoy, I met this lot. Talk about rich. Rabbi, rich is rich. It's unbelievable Gemara. You take a Gemara. It's open Gemara. Tell me something. How much money does it cost for a 1 second advertisement in the Super Bowl? Wow, huh? Unbelievable. Elon, Yaniv, you know how rich you are. Malamid. This is what's rich. You want to know money? You want to know what's rich? This table, the most richest table. This is Oysher. What is. Loimed Umelamda. I quote you, and we're going to about a moment or so end. There's a beautiful piyut. The Sfardim do not have it. So tonight, a little chundul also, if you don't mind. It's not a derogatory statement. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I want to make sure I put my foot in my mouth.
Nothing else.
Huh? Okay. You ready? Every year, by Simchas Teira, before they call up Chasid Teira, there's a piyut that Ashkenazim say. I always tell myself, don't cry. Don't cry. It's happy. And I usually get Chasid Teira. They buy it for me in the synagogue, in the shul. But it comes to this line, I just keep on... I just burst out. I can't control myself. We talk about the Torah, the beauty of learning the Torah. Mishus hakei lagod lagibav ha'neira. Mishus mipazim epninim yikara, the diamonds of Torah. And the Rishus of the Sanhedrin. The Rishus of the Rashi Yeshiva. The Skenim, the Na'orim. Eftach pi b'shiro b'zimra. I want to say praise. What am I saying praise to that we came to Lismayach B'Simchas HaTayra? B'Samechas Lei V'Inayim Ira Hanisenes Chayim No? Chayim V'? Oysher. Gives wealth. Kavoy V'Sifar. Wealth? Most people are learning don't have wealth. What is it talking about? What kind of wealth are we talking about? What's wealth? I tell you a Zayar, Rabbi Yisai. There's a beautiful Zayar. You know there was a Tana, Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi? What was his name, Pazi? You know what his name, Pazi, came from? Where did the name Pazi come from? The Zayar says in Pash Slech Lecha, the Rav Kahana, the Rebbe, met him, Yaisi. He wasn't holding by learning. And he called out, who wants to be rich? Yaisi came and said, I want to be rich. So he said, you want to be rich? Sit and learn. Sit and learn. Come, drop everything you're doing. Come and sit and learn. It's a Zayar, Rabbi. So it's an open Zayar. You'll become rich. So he listened to the Rebbe and he sat and he learned. One day, a rich person walks into the Beis Medrash, says the Zayar, and he has in him something called a jug made out of silver, which is called puz. It's a silver Yikari mipazim b'tnimim. It's a type of a silver kettle. And he says, I want to give it away to someone who's sitting and learning, because I can't learn. So at least Yisachar Zvulun, I would give it away. Rav Kahane says, right there is your client, Yossi. Yossi wanted to become rich. I told him if he sits and learns, he'll become rich. Give it to him. He gave it to him. He takes it. The next day he brings it back and he says, what am I doing? This is what I call rich. This is not rich. But because I have this beautiful, expensive utensil, silver, diamond, that's called rich. The Torah is yikari mipas. It's more pretty. It's better than any vessel of silver and gold. I don't want it. I have my oisher. I became rich by sitting and learning. That itself is what I'm rich. That's my oisher. And he gave it away. And he said, divide it up and everyone should take a part. I don't want it. They called him Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi. Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi. Oisher. Hezehu Oshir Haseimeach Bechelkai. Happiness is Ashiras. It's not diamonds and it's not jewelry and it's not cars and it's not homes. Hezehu Oshir Haseimeach Simcha. What is Simcha? Hamisameches Leiv Einayim. Hiro Hanisen is Chayim Oishin Vechavis Vada. Mishenichnas odor marbim, 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 marbim b'simcha. You have to learn more and more. Mishenichnas odor marbim b'simcha. What is simcha? For a Jew, simcha is only Torah. Learn, learn, sit and learn. Learn Gemara, learn Chumer, whatever you learn. You'll see that that's true. Yes, if you think you're going to learn and your mind is somewhere else, you're not going to get the simcha of the Torah. That's true. Right. If you're thinking that you also want the world and all the fun and all, and your mind is being traveling, I always say that when people pray, when they daven, when they finish davening, they have to say Tefillah Saderach. They were all over the world. It's unbelievable. They were everywhere but where they are. When you learn, don't travel the world, okay? Sit in Arda, sit in Pumpadisa. It's beautiful there.
Sit in Yerushalayim.
Sit in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Teitze Teira. We should all be Zoicha to Simcha, Mishanichnas Adar. Marbim, Marbim Simcha. Yaniv, thank you for giving me the schus. I hope I tied it all together that you should understand pshat. Poshit, pshat. Purim is Torah. It's about learning Torah. And Simcha, the greatest day of Simcha that we have, is Torah. It's all about learning. If you don't mind, I just want to add one more thing, if you don't mind.
No, we don't.
You don't mind? Okay.
I
am worried. Why? Because your time is important and... No? Okay. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something interesting. You know, when I was a Rebbe in this building, it's so interesting. I was a Rebbe in this building many, many years ago. When a boy made trouble, you know me, I don't have the heart to punish anyone. My Talmidim know that. I just don't have that. I wasn't cut out for that part of the Rebbe job. So I would send out the boy and tell him, I'm sending you as a punishment on an assignment. You remember what the assignment was? I want you to go to the Beis Medrash and bring me Masechtas Chanukah. Bring me a Masechtas Chanukah. You remember that? Oh, I must have not sent you then. It wasn't, you weren't one of the bachers. The bacher would come back after half an hour And he would tell me, I don't know, I couldn't find it. And I asked all my friends this, and I couldn't. I said, you know why you couldn't find it? Because there is no such thing. There's no such a thing as Masechtas Chanukah. It doesn't exist. Now you got the pun. Now you got the whole idea behind it. Interesting. Purim has its own full, complete Masechet. It's not an occurrence. It's done on purpose. It's a Gemara. It's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Shimon Barba B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, V'zichram Lo Yosuf Mizaram, the memory of Purim will not fade from their children. Remember the children? The memory fading? Sound familiar? Mikan Shekavalu Chachamim Mesechta. Says the Yerushalmi Megillah Peri Beis Halacha Dalet. That's why there's a Mesechta of Megillah. Okay. Do you know there's an interesting Rambam? The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Megillah writes, Kol Sifrei Hanaviim V'chol Aksuvim Asidim Libatol. When Mashiach comes, everything will become null. Here, all the Neviim, the Ksuvim. Chutz mi Megillas Esther, Harehi Kayemes K'chamisha Chumshei Toiro. It's like Chamisha Chumshei Toiro K'alocha Shal Toiro Shal Ba'al Peh She'einim B'teilim Le'oilom. It stays forever. Ve'af al-pish kol zikrat tzoros yibotol. Yemei ha-purim le'yivatul shenemar. V'yemei ha-purim ho'eila le'yav v'mitoich ha-yudim. What is the Rambam saying? That the Megillah will stay asidin libatul where? Le'yemais ha'ma? Did you pay attention to what we spoke tonight, Rabbi Yisai? The Brisker Rav is Masbir. There's a Megillah, which is Torah Shemiksav. There's a Mesechta, which is Torah Shebal Peh. It's part of the Yomtiv that it needed to be, Purim needed, that it should have a Torah Shemiksav and a Torah Shebal Peh, because that's what it was about. Purim was about Kimu, the Kiblu, Ayuhudim, and you yourself, Tayarid, you yourself said, Torah Shemiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Yes! And that's why we made a Megillah, Torah Shemiksav. And yes, that's why we made a what? And that's what it means, that it's Hasidin Libatul. Will it become Batul? When? Limoisa Moshiach! V'zichram lo yosuf mi? The children. The children, v'zichram lo yosuf mizaram, and that's v'titzchak liyoyim achrayim. The Torah remains forever and ever, even yemois hamashiach. Yemois hamashiach. V'titzchak odor is about tzchayk. You ever see when you tell a Talmud Chacham, a ben teir, a good pshat, smile. Smile on his face, the glow, the shine. That's Vatitzchak. That's the laughter, the happiness. That's the beauty of Torah. Purim, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. So if anyone ever sends you for a Masechtas Chanukah, you should laugh. If he sends you for a Masechtas Megillah, what should you should really laugh. You should vatitzchak. You should smile. And amidst Hashem, when you have your children learning Torah, parents, smile. Let the children see that this is your oisher. This is your ashiros. Your wealth is your children. They're sitting and learning. That they're sitting in the zichram, Yosef Mizaram. That should be your simcha. That should be your vatitzchak liyaymacher. And I wish you all simcha. I wish you all a meirdika, beautiful, freilichen, happy simcha dika, purim, marbim. That you should have a lot of simcha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.